I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I want to drive. You drive
me crazy. It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, just about 10, 11 minutes left in today's trading session, the first trading session of the week. But we're going to get ready to wrap up the month of June. That means we're getting ready to wrap up a quarter. And hard to believe, Tim, but the first half of the year.
Already.
Where did June go?
All right. I'm a glasses half full type of person. So, you know.
Yay.
Looking forward to the next 6 months. How's that? Aaron Kennan is co-founder and CEO of Clear Harbor Asset Management. They've got over $1 billion in assets under management at Clear Harbor. He joins us once again on the phone from Stamford, Connecticut. Aaron, how are you?
Doing just fine. Thanks for having me back.
Okay. So help us make sense of this. Is the worst behind us?
Well, I don't think we can make that call as of yet. You know, we believe that with the Fed tightening as aggressively as they are, history would suggest that markets do not bottom until the Fed is done tightening and actually starts cutting rates. And if you look at Fed funds futures, Tim and Carol, that probably doesn't happen until the first quarter of next year. And so, you know, right now we're still wading through a great deal of volatility. When you're in the midst of heightened volatility, if you're a hedge fund, you're taking down your gross exposures, your net long positions, so that's not great for the market. If you're a retail investor, you're dealing with the volatility by either putting a little bit of cash on the sidelines or, unfortunately, you may be buying at tops and selling at bottoms. So, you know, we think that this is a period where it really warrants a great deal of caution.
So caution, I mean, it's a case of, is it fair to say, Aaron, as you said, you know, it's all about the Fed at this point. That's what's going to determine, you know, in terms of valuations and how we look at the outlook at this point and whether or not the Fed takes us into a recession. That's going to be what guides financial markets, certainly the equity market trade at this point. And until we get beyond that, we're not going to really care about earnings fundamentals and growth.
That's right. And you know, if you look at where you talk about the first half of the year, the 60-40 portfolio hasn't worked. Bonds are down 11%, equities are down 18-20%. At least during the Great Recession, you had bonds up 7% as equities trended lower by 55-odd%. So you had a little bit of protection there. And of course, the elephant in the room on why that is this year is inflation, Carol. So we are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, and I know it may not be in vogue to suggest this, but inflation metrics such as, you know, for example, copper down 24%, nickel off 50%. I was looking at shipping rates. They're down dramatically over the last couple of months. Aluminum's off 35%, iron ore, wheat, you know, even oil's off double digits right now. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel here, and I think to the extent that the Fed's aggressive actions are tightening market conditions, slowing growth, reducing these inflationary pressures across soft commodities, the metal space, and even, you know, things like lumber, you mentioned housing under previous session, we think that there will be some normalization going on. That will be part of the bottoming process, but we're not there yet. The Fed is still certainly trying to pull down inflation before they can, you know, bring their proverbial Fed put closer to in the money. It's way out of the money right now.
But Aaron, are those commodity declines that you just mentioned, including oil, are those declines due to concerns about the health of the global economy and recessionary fears?
Yes, they are. And I think that's precisely what the Fed, even though they may not want to state it explicitly, it's the goal of the Fed and most central banks, which is they need to pull down the aggregate demand part of the curve. And in order to do that, they'll ultimately be pulling down some of the larger inputs to inflation, Tim. So, you know, this is why the Fed last week came out and said we may not be able to avoid a recession. They haven't been able to predict recessions all that well. In my lifetime, there have been about six or seven, and they didn't predict one of them. So I don't think we want to think about their dot plot on recession predictions, but we can think about how their policies are going to impact markets across fixed income and equities, and that's what we're trying to do.
So what do we start doing, Aaron? Do we start positioning for 8 months from now? Is that how we think about it? Or do we need to, as you said, the 60-40 isn't working again. So as investors, how do we combat this type of environment?
Right. I think it varies. You know, we manage money for individuals, families, and foundations. So those types of categories have different, you know, long-term and short-term objectives. For a family, it may be liquidity and ensuring that you have proper liquidity during this period of uncertainty. But right now, you've also seen significant valuation compression in, let's say, the mid-cap growth segment of the market. So if you're underweight mid-cap growth, this may be a time to at least move back towards your target. I'm certainly not suggesting, you know, being extraordinarily tactical here. I think that would probably be a mistake. The defensives still look like the place to be, but at some point, when we do see growth decelerate and inflation decelerate, we think that the long-term plan on the equity side will be to look for sectors, subsectors, and companies that can take advantage of a slower, longer-term growth picture, which we believe is the picture for the next decade. It's not negative, but it's a lower trend growth, and we think growth companies will benefit over value-oriented companies in that environment. But we're not there yet.
Okay, when do we get there, though, and what are the signs that we get there?
So, Aaron,
what
does that crystal ball show you?
Yeah, please, come on. Yeah. You know, Carol, that's how I roll here. I ask everybody, because you got to have conviction.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. I think valuations need to correct probably more from here. We're still at about the 25-year average level for forward PEs, so that hasn't really been, you know, sort of a panic indicator as of yet. An energy collapse would be nice, but we have this very unfortunate, tragic, idiosyncratic variable, which is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And, of course, the Fed, historically, as the Fed has tightened, markets have never bottomed until the Fed has actually stopped tightening and then made their first rate cut. So I think that's an important signal to look for in the future.
Where don't you want to be right now, Aaron? No doubt about it.
Well, you know, I think you don't want to be over your skis in terms of your types of risks that you're taking across major asset classes. So if your foundation and your equity target is 50% and you're at 65, you may want to be careful. But just conversely, if you're at 30, and we've already corrected 20%, you may want to be thinking about rebalancing on the margin. So I don't think making major tactical bets at this moment relative to your long-term game plan is a great strategy.
All right. Aaron Kennan, really good to have you join us. Aaron is the co-founder and CEO of Clear Harbor Asset Management. Aaron's got over $1 billion in assets under management. Those folks over at Clear Harbor Asset Management joining us on the phone this afternoon, Carol from Stamford, Connecticut.
I love that he went through things like copper, nickel, shipping rates, oil. These are some of the stories, too, we put out on the Bloomberg. If you're looking for signs that inflation is easing, it's not something that's going to go down fast, potentially. It's going to take time. We've heard this from the Fed, but we are seeing certainly some of these numbers come down, and that will certainly start to bear out in some of the inflation numbers that we get over the next few months. But we'll see whether it's fast enough and happens before the Fed turns us into a recession.
Gas still expensive, Carol, but under $5 a gallon nationally.
I know, right? And yeah, that's a big change.